Welcome to Be My Guest with Brandon Horton. If you're looking for a raw and unfiltered podcast to vent and share your personal stories with, you've come to the right place. So sit back, relax, curl up in your favorite spot, and let your host and his guests in for some amazing conversations while they share their most intimate stories with you. Now, here is your host, Brandon Horton.
All right, pause. Get together and pay attention. Be My Guest is back with a brand new reflection, something new and fresh, giving you nothing but the best. Will this ever stop? Yo, I hope not. These new episodes go from Cali through Vermont. See?
That is not what you said. That is not what you said. I was waiting for it. I didn't hear it.
Waiting for what? That was pretty good, though. That was pretty good. I like that.
Okay, but that is not what you're showering with.
We'll talk about that one in a second. But that was pretty good, though. That was just like off. And I thought about that within like 10 minutes, too. So maybe it took me a little while to come up with that parody. I mean, all I did was use synonyms. So when I was Googling through those words that rhymed, it was like the fourth word I came across was erection. Was that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, which obviously wouldn't have worked. I mean, however, I am pretty excited about this episode. So we're back. We're back with a brand new episode. Hello, Podcast Nation. This is Be My Guest with Brandon Horton. And my wife's over here she's like, what the fuck did I get myself into, basically, in a nutshell.
Best intro ever.
Best intro ever. You're distracting me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, we're back for this retro episode. Scott's back with us.
Hey, nice, what's going on?
Nice to have you back. And this is also a special treat for me. Already off the bat, we're having way too much fucking fun on this one. We're joined by my wife, Carrie, and Scott's wife, Stephanie. So it's so awesome having you guys here. How have you guys been?
Pretty good.
Good.
I mean, surviving this quarantine as best anybody can.
Yeah, that was my next question, too. Have you guys been, like, how you guys been handling this pandemic going on?
Losing my mind.
Exactly.
They already know me. I'll let you talk most of the time. I was in the first episode.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. So Scott and I literally have not seen each other since, like, January, actually. And so
since that recording.
It was like January, February, so that was awesome. Definitely makes my day that we're actually doing this now together. I've actually wanted to do a podcast with all of us together, so this is pretty awesome. So one thing about Scott is not only does he rave and rage about pop culture, which is what we're going to be talking about today, but he rages in the gaming industry.
That's right.
With his own gaming channel called Angry Super Monkey Rage. So if you're a gamer, go check out his channel on Twitch and YouTube and search for the exact same name.
Angry Super Monkey Rage, all one word. And yes. Look for the angry monkey.
And then I also have my own gaming channel too, started on Twitch. So look for Horton Hears a Who 85. And so I'll be hopefully blowing that up too, along with Scott there. So because of everything happening in the world, not only right now, but also practically since the beginning of this year, I thought in this episode we could relive each decade, starting with the 80s and going all the way through the early 2000s. Now, I know we can't hit every single detail of each decade. We'll probably have maybe a good 45 minutes to kind of dive right into this, but we'll cover a good chunk of them. Just kind of starting off, like, in this round here, what are some of your guys' memories growing up, like, in each decade?
I don't remember the 80s.
Yeah.
I was two or three, but I was three by the time it ended. So born in 87, but I remember the 90s. So I wouldn't say I remember anything from the 80s except just what rolls over into our childhood.
Yeah, I don't remember the 80s that much either because I was, again, three when it became 1990.
You, Scott?
I was born in 86, but I watched a lot of the cartoons and shows and stuff from the 80s and loved them all. I loved watching G.I. Joes in the morning and yes. The old X-Men shows. I think the X-Men's were the 90s, though.
I think so, yeah, early 90s.
Yeah, those were early 90s, but I know the G.I. Joe shows, those were late 80s, I believe, and their little fun messages at the end with their little cartoons and stuff afterwards were hilarious.
Yes, and I actually love those, too, because with a lot of those cartoons as well, it actually started all of them basically the good majority of them started out like in the late 80s and then rolled kind of like their cancellations were in the 90s. So you got kind of like a small kind of chunk of like each one of those cartoons. Yeah. So I don't remember much of mine either. I actually lived in Oklahoma at the time too. So I remember kind of maybe little bits and pieces, but not really a whole lot. I was born in 85, so I was right around between that 5-year period. So kind of think about over the decades, what was kind of your clothing styles? What did you go to, like hair accessories, clothing, shoes?
Jelly shoes.
Yeah, jelly shoes in elementary school.
Right. Now, exactly what were jelly shoes?
They're like these clear plastic type shoes. Like, it was like bendable plastic. They gave me so many blisters.
Yeah, they're infamous for giving you blisters, but you were really cool if you had them. And I went to private school as for elementary, so I had to wear a uniform. And if we could dress up, we could wear our jelly shoes, but then they were banned because I remember kicking them off my feet and they would just go flying in the parking lot during recess. So they were banned later on.
See, I don't remember jelly shoes at all. Do you?
I never wore jelly shoes.
Yeah.
I think it was a girl thing.
It was definitely a probably. Girl thing. Yeah.
What about just other clothing, like shirts, pants, like maybe how was the hairstyle?
Butterfly clips.
Yeah.
I remember owning like a ton of butterfly clips for my hair.
Mm-hmm. In the late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trying to do the twist, which I could never, ever do properly.
Mm-mm. I just put them in my hair.
Yeah. I did a lot of neon in the early 90s.
Neon was a big thing, too, in the 90s.
Yeah, a lot of biker shorts and oversized t-shirts. Reminder, I went to private school, so I dressed really nerdy because I didn't know what anybody wore.
I loved dresses growing up, so I just wore a lot of sundresses. So it wasn't really the fashion.
No, yeah. What about you?
Mine was a lot of nerdy stuff. I was a huge Marvel fan, still am, and so I had a lot of Marvel t-shirts and pants and stuff. But in the early days, though, I was living on a ranch with horses, and I actually went to like rodeo camp and stuff. So I actually wore like cowboy boots, dusters, and the plaid t-shirts for the longest time when I would go out riding or camping and bring the horses to the mountains and do all that stuff. I was a calf roper and bull rider growing up. So I wore all crazy attire with my black cowboy hat and stuff. And I've actually got a picture of me on a bull somewhere. I asked my mom for it, but I can't find it. But yeah, there's a picture of me on a bull about 6 years old and typical cowboy style.
Yeah. Mine was just like completely dorky too. Like with my definition of the clothes I wore back then is clothes that my mom probably would have gotten like at the thrift store. Like the one picture, I think school picture I remember was like a Bart Simpson like sweater, and it was blue and had this big old face on there. Otherwise, I just really didn't really dress a whole kind of thing on that one.
Oh, towards the one thing I do remember towards the late 90s and early 2000s, peasant tops.
Oh, I remember those. Yeah, peasant tops. Early 2000s.
Yeah, Scott and I are just like, what the?
is that another girl thing that like, you're not exclusive with?
Well, I remember in sixth grade, so I was 11, so it would have been 1998, is when I finally entered public school and I had to wear something other than a uniform every day, and I remember limited two is what all the girls wore in middle school was limited two clothes.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to be cool, you had to get limited two. And so I would make my mom take me to the mall. And she said way overpriced for what it was. But I pretty much wore, you know, corduroy pants and the weird limited two, like, t-shirts. I wore a lot of polos.
I knew I wore a lot of striped shirts, I remember there, because back kind of in the community where I used to live at, it was really just kind of small and dainty, and so the only closest thing that we had was a Walmart, and so my parents never did like the department store shopping. You had to drive like basically like maybe an hour and a half just to actually go to a decent department store. We didn't even have Target like right around that area too. That was also probably about close to an hour and a half, and so basically it was just like either like a thrift store or just Walmart, basically. Mm-hmm. Walmart clothing is all it really had, so...
I grew up on a lot of Walmart too, but that's because I had a single mom who we just barely made it by most of the time.
Right. How about your guys' musical taste? How did that kind of change or evolve from like each decade up to now?
I used to love Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still do. But then I got into the punk culture in the early 2000s.
For the 90s, well, here, I listened to classical music until I went to public school. So I'm telling you, my 90s is, it's very, very sheltered because I was at a private Catholic school for that first 10 years of my life. So it was very different when I entered public school, and then I got into pop, and I remember being so into the Spice Girls because everybody else was into the Spice Girls. I loved them, and I bought Spice World on cassette tape. And
but now, can you name all the Spice Girls?
Yeah. It's
Sugar
Baby,
Spice.
Posh.
Pot Spice.
Scary. Sporty and Ginger.
Halloween Spice.
Old Spice.
Old Spice. Oh my god, that would be awesome. Yeah. Old Spice.
That's their fifth member there. Yes.
That's an actual dude, though, dressed up in drag.
Yes.
It's like RuPaul joins Spice Girls, call him Old Spice.
No.
Yes. He would totally do that.
He would. He would. Yeah, I bet you, Scott.
Well, like I said, I was a country boy and stuff, so I listened to a lot of the old school country, like George Strait, and
I can't picture that. Even though with the bull riding and all that in the Western clothes, I can't picture that.
I'll have to find that picture for you and send it to you. But yeah, like George Strait, I loved and still kind of do Shania Twain. She's kind of one of my celebrity crushes. I don't care. I cried when somebody proposed to her on stage and she got married, and I hated that guy. Never really got to know him or knew who he was because I didn't want him in her world because I wanted to marry her as growing up. And but then throughout time and stuff through middle school, I got introduced to like Korn and Disturbed and all them, and started listening to them. And I throughout high school, I actually fell asleep to a Disturbed Down with the Sickness CD and woke up to a Korn CD and just did that. And today it's like, today I'll listen to just about anything. Like, there's really nothing I don't listen to. I'll listen to jazz in like just while reading a book, and then I'll turn and listen to, I won't listen to Justin Bieber. Not ever Justin Bieber.
No.
Bieber.
Yeah. I knew what I said.
Okay.
But other than that, there's really not much I won't listen to today.
Yeah, with me, growing up, it was all classic country, like you said, like George Strait.
Clay Aiken,
yeah, of course.
Wouldn't that be...
Clay Aiken.
Yeah. Yeah. Clay Aiken, that was what?
Like,
American Idol?
American
Idol.
Yeah, it was, yes. Okay. Yeah, not Clay Aiken,
so
yes.
Not
no,
Clay
I was just, Aiken. I was just flowing with that one, yeah. I was going with that. But George Strait, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
What are some other ones? I can't really think.
Johnny
Cash, Conway Twitty, and all that. And so when we got into the 90s...
Dixie Chicks
is 90s.
Is it 90s?
It was 90s. It was like mid-90s, I think. 96.
They changed 90s. Their name. Were you telling me about that?
Yes. To the Chicks.
I didn't know that until the other day.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
No, so I was going to say, yeah, so it was just country all the way to like, I think, the mid-90s until when I actually got in middle school. You know, my brother was actually listening to all these different types of music, like pop and all that. Even though he's a country guy, I don't know what the hell he was doing with that, but that's kind of where I kind of got my feel of like listening not only just country but pop and top 40 and all that. And so since meeting Carrie too, she's got me introduced to more rock music, and so I've actually got a, and she's like laughing right there, but no, it's true, she's actually gotten me into a lot of the music that she listens to as well. One of the CDs that I actually remember from that decade is like from the 90s and 2000s is Now That's What I Call Music.
Mm-hmm.
I had like fucking like 15 of those things. You guys remember that?
Yeah. I used to have a ton.
I had Now 5, and now they're on what? Now 52?
Yeah. No, I think actually I was at Target the other day. They're at 76.
What?
And I was like, why don't you guys just like kill it?
That's enough.
Kill it.
It's enough.
I mean, are people even still buying CDs though? I mean, obviously, if they're up to like 76 now, I mean,
that's getting close to like the Land Before Time movies when there's like Land Before Time 37.
Yes, yes.
Like, how little can Littlefoot be now?
Or
like he can't be that little.
Yeah.
It's been 30 years.
Exactly. Or like Beethoven 7 or something yeah, like right. that. Like, sprung up for like 20 years. Like, that dog's dead.
One person that I did get into, other than classical music while I was at private school, was Celine Dion because of Titanic and My Heart Will Go On. And I remember I could not find the original Titanic soundtrack anywhere, so I ended up buying the Titanic, like, second soundtrack that it was a remix of different songs, and then it had My Heart Will Go On, and I just played that on repeat forever and ever because I was very limited in what I was.
It was a great movie, but it was a horrible ending too, so I didn't like it. No, it was. It's like, I'll never let Joe let go, Jack. As she's letting go of the guy. It's like, at least there was some kind of room on that doorway. You know, they kind of just, you know, shared that door instead of just like, oh, goodbye.
I'm back. I mean, it was totally unexpected, right? Exactly. I didn't even think that the boat would sink.
Twist ending.
I kind of had a hint it would, but
just a hint.
Just a hint.
No idea.
No hint.
No.
I think they based it off the Hindenburg. I don't. I can't remember.
Maybe. What were some of your guys' like Saturday morning like cartoons and after school shows that you guys kind of gotten into?
Darkwing Duck, mm-hmm. Gargoyles, DuckTales.
Never heard of them.
Woo! Recess, Doug. Yeah. What else was there?
I remember they had Goosebumps. They made Goosebumps into a TV show, like an after school special. Yeah.
They did. That one was awesome.
Okay. I remember watching the after school stuff because I would sit in my mom's classroom and I'd have to finish my homework and then she would roll the TV in and then I could watch the after school special and it had like Bobcat and that's when I saw like Tailspin and
Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yep, I remember
Tiny
Toons. Animaniacs.
Yes.
We got to see Animaniacs live.
Oh, did you?
At Comic-Con 2-3 years ago.
I think it was 4 years ago.
4 years ago? Yeah, the cast of Animaniacs had a panel, and we got to go see it, and they sang the Animaniacs intro, and then
Yakko did
the states.
Did he do the states or the countries?
No, he did the states.
He did the states.
He did the states for us. It was awesome.
Nice. Like, with me, we actually, where I grew up, I lived out in the country, and so we didn't have cable. Actually, we didn't have cable for quite a few years, and mm-hmm. so everything was just, like, on the air antenna. Which is odd, too, because, you know, we had, like, the antenna set up and stuff, and so you actually had to go physically outside in order to, like, turn it and actually get good reception. But one thing that I never got into was, like, the Gargoyles and all that, because all that was on the WB, which is now the CW, and I never actually got that channel. So it was always just, like, ABC, Fox, like, CBC, or CBS and NBC, but I was never fortunate enough to do the Warner Brothers parts of the cartoons because I was never really exposed to those, so it was actually kind of a treat for me too, because every time I went to a doctor's appointment just for like a checkup or whatnot, they would actually do the WB and I was like, that's awesome. And so I kind of got my feel on that one, kind of knowing what was there, but missed out on all those Gargoyles, Blossom, if you remember Blossom on the WB, and
Freakazoid.
Freakazoid,
yeah. WB was regular TV because I didn't have cable until middle school, too.
Yeah.
It was a channel that was hard to get on certain receptions.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the closest reception to us was, like, I think 40 miles, 40 to 50 miles.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be Kansas City where you were at.
Topeka, actually. So, actually, yeah, Topeka was our closest one. And so, you know, they didn't really have so much, like, a whole like, variety. And like you said, reception and getting the WB was pretty hard, so. Yeah. Remember kind of anything that kind of sits with like the WB and all those other channels, I would just kind of watch all the static and then it just kind of cutting in and out, in and out. I was also big on like Nickelodeon too, once we finally got cable and all that too. So like hit Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
Global Guts, which I, to this day, still wanted to be on that show. So that and Legends of the Hidden Temple.
What's the Gladiator one? Oh, where there were gladiators competing against
each other. Was that American Gladiators?
Yeah, American Gladiators. Yes, dude, that one was so cool.
And they did revamp that up into like the late 2000s too, so.
Yeah.
I was watching, actually, speaking of that too, I was actually, you know, with my dad one night, we were watching that, and I was like, you know what, I want to be on that show, and I was like, I think I could do pretty well, and he was just like laughing his ass off, like, no, you can't do good at that one at all, so. But Legends of the Hidden Temple, though, I think I would have kicked everybody's ass on that one, so.
I actually submit, my friend and I submitted an audition tape to be on Figure It Out.
Oh, I remember that one.
So what we decided, or what we figured out, was that shampoo removes Sharpie, which I guess is a hack that a lot of people know, but we didn't know that as a kid. So what we did is we mixed lotion, shampoo, and glitter together, and we thought we came up with this brand new idea that removed Sharpie. And we had a sleepover one night, and we were drawing all over ourselves in Sharpie, and then we would use that and wipe it all off. And then her mom videotaped us drawing all over her sister, her little sister's face with Sharpie. And then using this glitter lotion shampoo concoction. And we thought we were just brilliant. And we submitted that tape to Figure It Out. Needless to say, I wasn't put on the show.
You remember that show too, Figure Out, right?
I do. That one and What Would You Do?
Oh, yes. What Would You Do? Yep.
I love that show. I never submitted any crazy ideas, though, to anybody. But, no, I watched those ones. And kids will never understand how excited you get Saturday morning to this day, or today, because you get cartoons all the time. But Saturday morning, man, I would wake up with my mom and watch X-Men and all that stuff. The old G.I. Joe, like I said, and all that. And that's where mine...
What was that show that had... What was it? It wasn't Keenan and Kel, but it had Keenan and Kel.
All That?
Oh, yes.
All That, which they revamped too.
I haven't watched that one either.
Yes.
That, and they revamped... I refuse to let this show in our house, but Thundercats. The old school Thundercats, I watched that all the time, and then they ruined it with this BS cartoon crap today that every time Davin's like, can I watch that? No, I'll ground you if you put that on.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool in a way that they're kind of revamping it, like, shows. I understand, like, the nostalgia on that and trying to get the eight shows from the 80s and 90s. In fact, I read the other day, you know, Who's the Boss with Tony Danza and Leslie Milano. They're bringing that show back with both those characters and both those actors as well. So that's in the progress, and I'm like, why? I mean, why bring something back? Like, you know, leave it back there. So, but one thing I think I do miss with, like, the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s is you really don't see a whole lot of that nowadays, which is sad. And I think, you know, what would be really awesome too is, like, if you had like music, for example, like the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, yeah, you still have that occasionally, but like one like station that's like, okay, it's just nothing but that. Like, you go like Celine Dion, like you mentioned, Gloria Estefan, Enrique Iglesias, all those kind of wrapped up in one. So it's awesome, like, you know, things like Netflix, Hulu, and stuff are kind of bringing those old school shows back and movies and stuff, which is pretty awesome, but it's just not the same. Definitely not the same. So, let's see. What's some other school shows? Like, Figure Out, like, Summer Sunders.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know what SWAT Cats, what year that was. Was that in the early 90s, late 90s?
I think so. Uh-huh. Nick Arcade.
Remember Nick Arcade. That? Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. Nick Arcade.
I loved Nick Arcade.
And I wanted to be on that show, too. Do you remember Nick Arcade?
No.
So Nick Arcade was basically
wonderful chat about that. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Great feedback. No.
So basically,
me neither. So I mean, you asked me, like, no.
So yeah,
anyways, Nick Arcade.
So him and I would know. So Nick Arcade is basically just this game show where. I can't really explain. I know what it is. So you have,
it was
like
video games in real life.
It was video games in real life, basically, and so like. Part of the contest was, you know, spend 15 seconds playing a video game and get the highest score. Yeah. The other one was you get to control Mikey on the board, and you get to go every which way with him. And so whenever you answered a quiz question right, you would be in control of Mikey on this big video screen, and you have a chance to, like, win prizes and all this and all that. And then the winners, and they were actually paired up into partners too. So the person at the end, or the group at the end, were actually able to go inside an actual, like, not real life, but an actual video game and play a video game for a chance to win the grand prize, which is nothing but a green screen, but which is pretty, with that technology at that time, that was amazing.
Because a lot of the competitions they did were, like, with stand-up arcades, like the old-school arcade games that you would see when you went to arcades, which don't really exist anymore.
Right.
The girls are writing love notes to each other.
I think so.
What's going on?
I don't know either.
We're writing about shows that were in the late 90s when they started TGIF. What was it, on ABC?
Yeah, it was on ABC.
Like the restaurant?
Yeah. We were trying to remember all the shows that were on it. Sabrina, Boy Meets World, Family Matters, Full House, Brotherly Love. I feel like there were some more that got alternated in there. It was like the 2 hours every Friday night.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Brotherly Love. Yeah, actually, I was looking at that the other day, too, with the Lawrence Brothers.
Yeah.
Used it.
Or was that on Disney?
No, I think that was ABC because ABC is a Disney affiliate.
Yeah.
And then there was that one that I swear it only like lasted one season was Teen Angel where the guy died and then came back as an angel.
And yes, I remember that one.
I remember that one. And then there were a couple other ones that kind of filtered in and out that they would do, I think, at like that. I was on the East Coast at the time, so it was 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Right.
when it would come on. So it was at that 9:30 spot where they would just kind of throw the new one there.
Exactly. So it was like Perfect Stranger, Step by Step, Family Matters.
Step by Step.
Yeah, yes. Step by Step, which is actually on Hulu, I think, now. I think it is still on Hulu.
With you describing your childhood, I'm surprised you weren't allowed only to watch Seventh Heaven. Growing up,
like that's what you did watch classical that. Music in Seventh Heaven. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, I actually watched Seventh Heaven a few times too.
I did. I wasn't a big fan of Seventh Heaven, but I watched it when Lance Bass was on it.
Yeah, of course. Or when Ashley Simpson just kind of jumped right into like mid-season.
Yeah.
So. What are kind of some toys and products that you maybe guys have had, you know, playing with, seeing with? That you maybe even begged your parents to get for you that you remember.
Barbie.
Pogs.
Pogs, yes.
God, I loved Pogs. They're selling them again. Yeah, they are. They're at Target.
They're not the same.
No, they're not. They're different material. And like I remember when playing with Pogs, I had like the fireball slammer that was made out of metal and stuff.
Yes.
And you had your little tricks. Like if you had a fireball and you went, fireball, you could cheat and steal the whole pack.
Exactly. But, and with playing Pogs, you always want to get the shitty ones out of your own deck.
Yeah, yes. And put them in because you'd always lose them. And
yeah, exactly.
My mom would be so mad if I came home with no Pogs after she just bought me some. I'm like, well, Mom, I lost. Like now I need a whole new deck. She's like, no.
I think I was a big crybaby when it came to Pogs, especially because my brother and I each had our own pair, and so I didn't really understand the concept too much of the Pogs. I kind of got it, but it was like I always threw my best one in there, and then I always lost, and I'm like, well, shit. And I always threw it like a big old fit, like, oh, I want that back. No, you can't have it back. That's not how
it works.
Yeah,
that's how the rules. It's like, rules! You can't break the rules. But at the same time, like when you played you got like that perfect slam, and the entire deck just flipped over nicely. Yes. It's like you get that satisfaction, and you get to like... put the middle finger in your friend's face and take it all and run away. And not that I actually physically put a middle finger in my friend's face. I did.
But my sister and I used to write our initials on the back of all of our Pogs so that we couldn't steal each other's even when we played. We had to go back to our
own deck. So you got it.
Broke the rules. You weren't a true Pog player.
I don't think I ever played for keeps or anything in
Pogs. I always played for keeps.
I think I always just hoarded them because I liked them and they were mine.
Well, they had some really cool Pogs and stuff. And yeah, I always played for keeps because my friends... I was never really... in the money type, like I never had a lot of money, so my friends all had the cool Pogs and stuff, so I'd always practice and get better at it so I could steal their Pogs,
right?
And then I would lose them all.
And they had like thousands of them, like you name it, they had it too. Like Marvels, they had the Simpsons, they had different like Mickey Mouse, whatever it was. It was
just... Justin Bieber
was probably the one. That's probably like the new one.
He was born like after that.
That could be the ones that are exclusive to Target right now.
Right.
So.
So
I grew up around Pogs too. I also had, but this is actually in the 80s. I don't know if you guys remember a My Buddy doll.
Yes.
The My Buddy doll. So My Buddy doll, they had two versions of it, a boy one and a girl one. So with the My Buddy, it was red and yellow striped shirt with blue overalls, a red ball cap, and blue eyes. And so I carry that thing around with me everywhere. Went to bed with it. It was my buddy. So and then they had girl one also with the same concept too, but her overalls were pink, and then this one was, I think, red or blue or something of that nature. So I think actually at my parents' house I still have that thing up in the attic. And so
Polly Pockets.
Mm-hmm. Polly Pockets are a big one.
I could probably find them real quick because we're very close to where I have them.
Exactly.
I have mine at home too. They're all worth a lot of money now.
Some of those are worth a decent amount of money.
Exactly.
Yeah,
American Girl dolls.
I never got into those because they were too expensive.
Yeah, my mom made me save up my money and I had to get half of the amount of my American Girl doll. But I had friends that had several of them and I was so jealous because these dolls were $104, I think it was, for one, in the 90s. So... I had to raise $52 to buy my American Girl doll, and my mom would pay the other half. So I finally got it, I think, when I was 10. And it was when I was younger. My friends had the ones that you could customize so it looked like yourself and all that. I didn't have that, but I got a Kirsten one.
Nice. I had some army figures, of course, Legos, of course, as a kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember when Power Rangers was big as well, they actually came out with their own little figurines.
Oh, yeah.
Bent them around. Oh, so yeah. I collected a bunch of those as well. How about celebrity crushes back in those decades?
Oh, in the 90s? Okay, when I was 8, I had a crush on Tom Hanks.
Really?
Yes, because it was right when Forrest Gump came out. So I loved Tom Hanks.
I mean, I can't say much because I liked George Clooney when he was on ER.
Yeah.
So.
Right? Like, I was little. I liked Tom Hanks. And I had watched him in like all of his movies after Forrest Gump. So I watched Big. I watched Splash. I watched a bunch of those. And so I liked that. And then, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio. Right. When Titanic came out, like every other girl.
I still remember high school.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are different ones. I still probably have crushes on the celebrities I had crushes on in high school.
And we went to high school together.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I remember a lot.
And so, that's unique, too, of Tom Hanks, too, because during that time, like, I don't really know anybody who had a crush on Tom Hanks or George Clooney. Everybody was all about Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Zachary Ty Bryan and
Devin Sawa.
Yes.
I liked him after Casper. Yeah.
Yeah. And even Joey Lawrence, too, was another one that people liked, too. So.
Oh. Yeah, oh, I did there. Like the Lawrence brothers. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Everybody's all about Hanson, too. They had a.
Oh, no.
I was only about Shania Twain. Like, I didn't have a celebrity crush on anybody else. It was just Shania Twain.
Well, and then what she was saying, Lance Bass.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a crush on Lance
Carter.
Bass.
Nick
I
Carter. It was I Nick didn't have Carter a crush first. On
Lance Bass or Nick
and Carter. Then it was Lance Bass.
Although I liked AJ a lot for Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I'll tell you now, today I have a crush on Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah. I have a huge man crush on Neil Patrick Harris. And she'll vouch for that.
Well, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Good thing it's 2020.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe, like so. I said, I never had a crush on anybody other than Shania Twain growing up. Today is a little different. I've got two, but that's it. Anna Kendrick and Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay. Nice. So looking back at these decades, I mean, let's talk about kind of some of the things that came out of these decades. Where are some things that come to mind other than kind of what we've actually already talked about?
Slap bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Which, they're still around though, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're totally different. Like, they won't cut your wrists and stuff anymore like they used to. Like, back in the day, you used to slam them on your wrists and they would, like, leave welts, and now they're made out of, like, fake rubber.
The ones that Anastasia has, they hurt sometimes.
I don't know. I think they're different today, but
I don't remember them ever cutting, though.
I do remember them hurting, though, once you just, like, welted just right on your arm or wherever. It was just, it hurt.
Because they had metal linings in them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they can't have the metal in them.
Yeah, now they don't have the metal linings in them. So they might sting a little bit, but they're not going to hurt you. Unless you're a wimp.
No. I don't know. What are some other things that you think of?
I don't know. You two, 90s? Like, wrote down 30 different things, no, so.
We wrote down TV show names. I don't know what else she wrote.
See, I never. Yeah, I wrote down TV shows. And other.
What about the ones that you maybe have heard of and not really too familiar with?
Like there's Alf? Still can't believe you don't know who Alf is.
Anything in the 80s we're exempt from. We're too young.
Yeah, we're babies.
But some of those kind of rolled into. I was 86, he was in 85, and we know who Alf is.
Well, I know who Alf is, but I never watched it.
I know
Alien liked, life form, right?
Yeah, I know he liked eating cats. That was his big thing, eating cats.
Yeah, he loved eating cats.
Yes, yes.
Beer and cats.
Beer and cats, it was a thing, yes. And that was made for kids, too. Yeah, so. It was.
I would say I got more into the 80s stuff more as a teen, so more in the 2000s, and now as an adult. So, Back to the Future is one of my favorite trilogies.
It's mine, too. Like, I think upstairs is, I have, the 30th anniversary, and, the watch right there, too, right next to us.
And I like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I love Breakfast Club, any of Molly Ringwald's movies. I like them. I didn't get into those until I was a teenager, which was in 2000 something. So I like them, and I still watch them now. And there's, I love 80s music. I mean, that's on repeat on my Spotify, but it wasn't anything I was into when I was younger. It wasn't until I got older and I started listening to it or watching it, and I went, oh, I really like these, that I started to get into
it. I kind of relate to that because I think Carrie, a few weeks ago, or not, actually, it's probably longer than that, you introduced me to Splash because I'd never seen it. So
the movie?
Yeah, Splash. Yeah. It was Splash, amazing. Yeah. Amazing movie.
That's
the
mermaid one, isn't it? Where she turns into a human?
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen that.
With
you saw the fountain from that. We saw the fountain from that movie.
Did we?
At Disney.
When I had a crush on Tom Hanks, my mom got all of those movies for me so I could watch them. So I watched Big and Splash and all of his other ones. And Splash and Big were my, I loved those. Those really were a part of my childhood because those movies, I would watch them on repeat. And I remember naming a Barbie doll Madison after this mermaid in Splash because that was her name that she got from Madison Avenue in New York City. So,
and I was kind of compiling this list together, and it was actually pretty sad for me too because a lot of these movies I've heard of, but I've actually never watched. And so movies like, and I didn't even think of Die Hard too. I've seen Die Hard, but it's been many years, but I didn't know that was in the 80s too. So what were some other ones? It was like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I've never seen. Fletch, I've never seen. Weird Science, I saw bits and pieces of it. Teen Wolf, it's so long ago.
Never seen Spaceballs.
You've never seen Spaceballs?
I've never seen Spaceballs.
No, she's never. I've watched Spaceballs six times.
Mel Brooks is a genius in that one. I don't
think the Schwartz.
Yeah, may the Schwartz be with you. Mm-hmm. John Candy in that as well. I don't think you've actually really really watched it.
Which is surprising if you're a Star Wars fan. I don't know why you
would not watch Spaceballs. Well, she's not a big parody fan, though. So.
No.
But even with that movie, you had John Candy, you had Joan Rivers, you had Rick Moranis.
I'm horrible with celebrities.
Oh, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
Did you really? Why? Rick Moranis. That was a random time to say that. I mean...
Rick Moranis.
What?
I said it.
Oh, I thought you meant you literally shrank the kids.
Oh, Ghostbusters. That's 80s, isn't it?
Yeah, that was 80s. Yeah.
I love Ghostbusters.
The first Ghostbusters was 84, and then the second one was 88, I believe.
Yeah. I like both of those.
Loose and Dirty Dancing. Those were 80s, weren't they?
Yeah, those were both 80s. I remember watching Footloose. I've never really watched Dirty Dancing.
Crybaby. That was one with one with Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, yeah.
I've never seen it.
I've never watched Crybaby.
That one's pretty good.
One thing I was actually looking at too on Netflix is Supermarket Sweep was one of. If you remember that show?
Nope.
Supermarket Sweep. It's amazing.
That's
during this time.
You introduced me to that show.
Yes, I did.
A couple years ago.
Right, my parents. I would watch whatever my parents watched. So I watched a lot of 60 Minutes and Dateline and Unsolved Mysteries.
They brought back Unsolved Mysteries. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they brought back.
ER a lot because my mom was. Yeah, like you said, it was what my mom was.
Yeah.
Star Trek Next Generation. We would take big beach towels and we would roll them out onto the living room floor and we would eat dinner on the floor as a picnic and watch Star Trek Next Generation a lot as a kid. I remember that in the 90s. Pretty Woman. I loved Pretty Woman when I was 3 or 4. The scene where she goes and she goes shopping and gets all the clothes. I would literally raid my closet, bring all my clothes down to the living room, and I would change my clothes as fast as I could while I was doing that sequence. And I just loved it. My parents would just fast forward through all the scenes about her being a prostitute, but I would.
If you knew her parents, parents today are still like that. Her parents are weird.
Well, they let me watch that, and they took me to dances.
You laugh because you know. You agree with me. That's why you laugh.
They let me watch whatever. I never understood what it was. I just thought she was falling in love and she got pretty clothes and she would go shopping and she was in a really nice hotel. And
Richard Gere was on that one too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember that from my childhood. And Dances with Wolves because my parents took me to that in the movie theater.
I liked that movie.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen that one though, actually.
It's good. That one's actually really good.
It is. It's
been a very long time since I've seen it.
And And I guess some of the products too, I don't remember a whole lot of like products from that time being. Like I wrote a couple things down earlier before we started recording. Scott was talking about Hubba Bubba Soda, which Hubba Bubba was actually a bubble gum.
It was a bubble gum. And it was a really crazy bubble gum because it was like in a small, quote unquote, gallon looking thing. And they were like little tiny pieces of bubble gum that you would just pour into your mouth and half of it would dissolve and half of it wouldn't. It was just horrible.
Hubba Bubba was, oh no, that was bubble tape.
That was bubble tape. And I still have some of that.
Right. And I didn't even think about that either because I thought Hubba Bubba was, it was like half of the bubble gum flavor and then half of like the fruit flavor, like the watermelon or cherry or whatever.
Those were, I think, the zebra. The zebra bubble gums.
Could be zebra, yeah.
Or I could be...
Or Bubblicious or something like that.
There were so many different bubble gums.
Yeah.
I remember the one that you would get, Bazooka.
Yes,
Bazooka. With the comic strip.
I remember that.
Push Pops was one. I don't think they do Push Pops anymore. Not that I know.
No, they still sell Push Pops.
Really?
Don't we still have... We have a Push Pop maker, actually.
I did not know.
Well, we still have it.
Lunchables were a huge part of like the 90s.
Dunkaroos was also, and I miss Dunkaroos too. It was like late 80s, early 90s is when that one.
Oh, there was that drink that had like those like
Orbitz.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you were talking about. Orbitz.
I remember the first time I had one is when we went to Kennedy Space Center in Florida. So I thought it was just like this special drink that you could get. At a space center. Yeah. And then I saw other places and I was really upset.
That's the first time I saw mine was at a space center at a field trip in California. Yeah. And I saw them there and my friends bought them and we dared each other to drink them. Because I didn't know what those balls were. And I thought they were like little plastic. I thought they were little plastic balls that you weren't supposed to swallow. And my friends and I dared each other to do it. And then I drank it all. And
I mean, it's just jelly.
And then they had Crystal Pepsi too, which is see-through Pepsi. Never tasted
disgusting.
It though.
Disgusting. I remember Blue Pepsi.
Blue Pepsi, too, which was like a raspberry, blue raspberry, it was awful, too. One thing I did like about Pepsi, though, what they introduced was Pepsi Spice. I don't know if you remember Pepsi Spice, which is just cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. It was like
cinnamon.
I vaguely have a memory popping up of it, but I don't think we ever got it.
But I think that was like early 2000s, though. It only lasted like one year, and that was it. Some other things I remember, too, is... You and I are both avid gamers too. The Tiger handheld games, like they had like Mermaid and Pinball and all these, and Batman and Street Fighter. And
I had the Batman and the Street Fighter one for sure that I played all the time. I had the car ones. They had some car racing ones that I played quite a bit, and some basketball ones. Those were fun.
I had those. I had Batman. I had Street Fighter. I had, I think, a football or soccer one. I also had a Gigapet too, so you remember the ghost Gigapets?
They had the fighting Gigapets, didn't they? Were those the...
Are they like Tamagotchis?
I had Tamagotchis.
No, I think the Gigapets were... I think the Gigapets had the ones where you could fight, where you could put the two Gigapets together and train them, and then they would fight each other. And whoever would win, you'd get like experience points. And then if your Gigapet died, you'd have to start all over.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I know what the... I know.
I know what... Because I'm cool, okay? Go away!
I knew with the Gigapets, they all came in like different colors. It was like see-through. I had the clear one.
I remember, they were really hard to get. So I remember the first Tamagotchi I bought, and it was just like this ugly, like chartreuse green color with olive green on it. It was the ugliest one, but it was the only one they had left. So that was my first Tamagotchi. And then I had a couple more, and then I had a 101 Dalmatian Gigapet, and... I remember somebody took my Tamagotchi at school, which we really weren't supposed to have, and they took it and they reset my Tamagotchi in the middle of class. So if I had it, then it started beeping and you couldn't
turn it off.
You couldn't turn off the volume while it's in the middle of reset. I got in so much trouble at school because I would have this thing go beep, 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 beep.
They were banned from school for us.
Yeah. So colored ketchup, I never really got into either. I think that was like one thing that they kind of introduced to help kind of kids. Like,
didn't they only have like green?
They
ketchup?
Had green and purple.
Was it purple?
Yeah,
green and purple.
It was. I never got it because I'm very particular about my ketchup.
Yeah,
so my parents never
Heinz,
bought it.
It's not.
Well, those were Heinz ketchups. They were Heinz and they were green and purple, but I wouldn't do it because it was gross. Yeah.
I've seen them on the shelves, but my mom was like, no.
Oh, they had the peanut butter and jelly in the same jar.
Oh, Goober. Remember, it was like Goober. Half and half.
Yeah, that's what he grew up on.
Yeah, Goobers.
Goober jelly.
I never ate that.
I never ate that all the time.
My mom always just bought the separate peanut butter and jelly.
Same here.
Those would get so gross, though, because after a while of continuously going in, they would all just mix together. Oh. It wouldn't be separated, so you'd just literally be scooping it onto a piece of bread and shoving it together and into your
mouth. Wow.
Gross. When we got married, and you bought it one time.
Yeah, because I ate it all the time.
And I was like, oh, that's disgusting. Like, I saw that growing up, but I never ate it. I love it. And I still didn't eat it when you bought
it. Yeah, no. I ate it.
And then kind of going back to the music, too, downloading music was a big thing, too, during that time. We had, like, LimeWire, and I think we were talking about
FrostWire.
Like, FrostWire, we were talking about before we started recording. Napster. Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing, too, so.
Yeah. I remember the Napster. Well, now it's like we're moving into kind of our early teens, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have Napster, but I LimeWire, FrostWire. I remember downloading music and doing this on a dial-up connection.
I remember it took me like 45 minutes just to download one song, and then, yeah, going through like AOL and all of that. So, yeah. You've got mail.
I remember I just leave my computer running all night long. Yep.
I would too.
Yep.
And then hope that it was done by morning.
Right?
Yeah.
It would be like 8 hours to download one song, and then you download it, and it was some ripped version off of a radio station, so it was terrible quality. Yeah. Exactly. I wasted so much time.
Or if you left it overnight, it would actually stop in the middle of your download, too.
Yeah. Or how many viruses our computers had at that time, who knows?
A lot.
I remember getting a Trojan, actually. It was my first experience with viruses, and I had to do so much to get rid of that. Right. But I learned a lot about computers after that.
Yeah. I think we just kind of figured it out because our parents weren't really sure about the internet either because it came out so much when we were young. So I think we all just kind of got computers in our room, and we got into some trouble. I know Carrie and I got into some trouble when we were on the internet. And we were, you know, there's Yahoo chat and AOL chat and MSN.
Yahoo chat, MSN, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So we would just go in those chat rooms, and
it was probably not the best place for us to be when we were 13
right?
or 14.
Right, when you're like 14 years old and you're getting into chat rooms, and you're like, cool, what's this?
Right.
I have to tell you, I had I went to an amazing party on Yahoo chat and everything. Like, I got into this hot tub with this girl and everything in this Yahoo chat, and she got scared and punched me, and it hurt like crazy. I mean, when you put, what's that, asterisk, punches kid next to you, asterisk, and I have to go, asterisk, ouch, asterisk. I mean, it's just, it's so intense.
Right.
It was.
That was a true story, by the way. One thing I don't think kids will understand today is when you first go into the Yahoo chat room or something, three letters that you always typed in, ASL.
Yes.
And age, like, sex, location.
Yep. Every time you'd pop in, hey guys, ASL.
And you never told the truth.
No, never.
It's like, I remember I was 12 and I was going, I'm 13. And I thought, like, I'm so, so cool. And you could pretend you were from anywhere, and the things that, it was just...
It was scary. Yeah. Still scary now, but I think it was even more scary before then. I think now, because reflecting back on there, they eliminated, like, the MSN chat and all the chat rooms, too.
I don't even know how chat rooms were.
I don't think they have chat rooms anymore, because I would totally still pop in a random chat room.
I'm sure if you looked, they'd probably still have some, but I think they'd be completely different than what we grew up.
Yeah.
We were all really immature little
teenagers. So I'm just kind of thinking of my smartphone, too, because there's a lot of, like, there's thousands and thousands of apps, because I'm sure there's something there where it's, like, maybe, like, a random chat room or something
WhatsApp.
Of that nature.
They have little chat rooms.
Do they?
People do chat rooms through WhatsApp.
I thought you were asking what's an app. Like,
no.
No, but that's a chat app. It's so that you can, a lot of people overseas use it because they don't text like we do in America. They use WhatsApp because it's cheaper.
But I've seen certain content creators and certain types of people, like, they have, like, chat rooms. Like, if you download WhatsApp, you can get invited into their chat rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Through
Like Discord. And
yeah, I was saying, nowadays it's like Discord.
Exactly,
like, I'm
like Discord and Line.
I've got a couple
everything.
Groups of Discord and stuff that I'm in, but it's not like...
So
it's
you know the groups.
Yeah.
Instead of...
Right.
You have to get invited in and stuff like that and accepted.
Yeah. I mean, back then you can just pop in anywhere, basically. Unless the room was full, then you had to go find another one.
Right. Yeah, which I never understood. Like, oh, there's already 20 people in this room. You can't get... It's all virtual and digital. Why is there a maximum amount?
Exactly. Then you had to wait like 5 minutes and you can get right...
Yeah, but I never knew that. I wasn't computer savvy like I am today.
Well, I remember, like, you would do, like, Yahoo Pool, too.
Yes, the games, like Yahoo Pool and Solitaire and all that, and play with somebody else.
I remember that just because one of my high school crushes played Yahoo Pool all the time.
Which is funny, because nowadays, like, with Xbox Live, you just hop into anybody's random game when they're open and just start shooting everything.
Exactly. Like,
you don't even have to... I was streaming last night, actually, Killing Floor 2, and that exact deal happened. I was playing with one of my buddies, and next thing I know, there was... 5 other people that I've never heard of before in my thing, and we're all just shooting zombies.
And with the chat rooms too, like what other ones? MySpace had chat rooms, I believe. I think Tagged had chat. Did MySpace have chat
rooms? MySpace did not have
chat rooms. I thought they did at one point.
No, they had a lot of other ways to meet people, but not through chat rooms.
Yeah, MySpace was interesting. You would just kind of like join groups, and then like that's I think you would find people. You could search by your area and age.
That's right. That's right.
And sex and interest and
I loved MySpace though because you could customize MySpace.
Yeah.
Like
that's how I learned HTML.
Right. That's how I learned.
MySpace, like as soon as you popped onto my page, at the time it was Disturbed, so you would have Disturbed blasting in your face with lights flashing.
Yeah, I remember that.
If you like had epilepsy. And you would go to my page, instant like seizure.
Like a glitter. What is, they were like glitter gifts, like or gifs or whatever they are. You would just like throw those all over your page, and you could flip your background between two different backgrounds.
Exactly.
I remember I learned HTML off MySpace, and actually before MySpace, I was on like LiveJournal, but it wasn't LiveJournal. I was on Greatest Journal because I would I would RP on there, so I learned HTML through that.
What was it that Yahoo used to have something that you can make like your own web page. That was awesome.
GeoCities.
Yes, GeoCities. Yeah. That's how I learned a lot of CSS and HTML as well, was making a website for that.
I did that with my fan page for Dominic Monaghan. I actually, because I was in that program in high school where it was like independent study, I built my fan website for Dominic Monaghan, and that was... I actually got school credit for it by using half GeoCities and half HTML that I taught myself.
It was cool because, you know, you were able to customize, like, basically everything. You were able to put music on there, too, like Scott mentioned, like, I don't know, Sugar Ray on here, for example.
I forgot about them.
Sugar Ray.
We're going through the CDs now. Physical CDs that are still...
Exactly.
The kids today will look at and be like, what is this?
No 8-tracks here. Flowbox. She got on there.
That was later 2000s.
Ashley Simpson.
Oh, yep.
Nora Jones.
Yes.
Pre nose job. Ashley.
All American Rejects.
Yes.
Lifehouse.
Savage Garden.
Two albums of Smash Mouth.
Oh,
I love Smash Mouth. I actually had one of those. Actually, I had both of those.
The one I brought out earlier, Vitamin C, it's right here. We got the Drive Me Crazy soundtrack.
I remember that. I remember that Melissa Joan Hart got in so much trouble with Disney for that because she wore a bikini and she was wearing scandalous clothing in Drive Me Crazy, and she was still Sabrina.
MTV.
Well, they still have MTV, but it's not MTV.
But I know that.
Like, MTV back in the day was literally music videos 24/7.
Oh, exactly. And then it was the bad TV shows like Room Raiders. Yeah. I would clean my room so clean because I was so scared that if somebody threw me on Room Raiders.
And they always went with the most scandalous parts, like the dressers, like, underwear and all this. And I'm like, what's this? And they're like, they're not supposed to see that.
Or
and all
Next.
That. Next, I remember Next. Yes,
that was awful.
There was that, like, kind of like it was similar to SNL, but it was like Mad TV.
Mad
TV. Yeah.
Yes, that was mine. Yeah.
Look what I can do.
Look what I can do. Yeah.
What's
here? The birthday mix that Stephanie made me? I think for my 16th birthday.
I don't know.
15th or 16th birthday. Yeah, she made this.
No, but did she hand draw that?
No, that's all. That looks like word
clip art.
Clip art.
Look at that Comic Sans on there, too. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wait, what do we have in there? ATC, yes, around the world. ATC.
Faith.
Where that was like all the only lyrics in that entire song was around the world.
Kylie Minogue.
What was it besides ATC? I just not thought about it. It was S Club 7.
Oh, they had a TV show.
O-Town. Shakira.
O-Town.
Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
Millie Furtado. No Doubt.
No Doubt.
Of course. Craig David, that was my jam right there.
Center Stage. There's a couple of Center Stage songs on this.
What else do we have? Good Charlotte.
Oh, Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte on that one. That was kind of your punk rock days.
Oh, we went to Warped Tour together.
Yeah, that was my first concert. It was when she took me to Warped Tour.
Yeah. And we didn't quite know how it worked. We left before the music started.
We were 15.
Yeah, we were pretty young. And we got the tickets and it was like, why is this say all day? So we only went for a couple of hours before the music really started.
Wait, we got Mandy Moore right here. We've got Grammy nominees from 2003. That includes Eminem, Ashanti, Michelle Branch, which I still listen to Michelle Branch. I do admit on that one. Bowling for Soup. I forgot about Bowling for Soup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they just did it. Somebody just put up a remake of, like, now it's 2005 instead of stuck in 1985. It's 2005, and
I... Santana. I also have a
9
Inch Nails CD.
I love 9 Inch Nails. I would still listen to 9 Inch
Nails. Warped Tour was my turnaround, and now I don't listen to anything except for hard rock. So.
Well, it was that, and you two also went to John Mayer, too, in Maroon 5.
No.
Or was that with somebody else?
I went with somebody else.
Okay.
Billy Ray Cyrus was my very first concert.
Yeah.
It was. Just because it was free on a military base does not mean it wasn't a concert.
Josh Groban.
Yeah, that was like 2000s, though.
This is like 2000.
Most of this is 2000. Most of it is 2000,
yeah. P.O.D.
Nice. Oh, P.O.D.?
P.O.D., yes.
I love
yes.
P.O.D.
Satellite, yeah.
I still listen to P.O.D.
Puddle of Mud.
Oh, I On
saw,
the Line.
I saw this one yesterday, too. Yeah. That kind of actually makes me want to watch this movie, too.
Antonio Banderas.
Take the Lead? was that your celebrity crush, too? Or?
No, I just loved this movie.
You know who I could listen to all day?
Hmm.
Ricky Martin.
No.
Who's that workout guy?
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons. Yes.
Oh, my mom would do Richard Simmons.
One, though? There was a famous female.
Jane Fonda.
There was Jane Fonda. Oh, Suzanne.
Suzanne Summers.
Step by Step.
Well, you had. That's not even open. My Kind of Christmas by Christina Aguilera.
There you go.
That sounds like a rockin' night right there.
Well, if we start playing into the 2000s, you know, Scott and I got married really young. So
2006.
We got married in 2006 when I was 19 and he was 20. So.
What else did you find over there?
What world did I find? Oh, that was a class project.
Oh, okay.
A really terrible clip art and word stuff.
I see that. Oh, what else?
Music of the Heart from Pink and Glorious.
I remember that one. One that's when they won their Grammy.
Then I have all my Sims games. I used to play
Sims.
See, video games was my highlights of my growing up.
Mine too, like the Nintendo Entertainment System and
yeah. Like I was telling you earlier, like I started with the Atari because my mom had it for her daycare. When she ran a daycare, we had an Atari in the living room. And then my dad bought the Super Nintendo, and he had that attachment from Japan that I was telling you about that would copy the Nintendo game onto a floppy disk. And so Hollywood Video, we would do all the games and copy them and never go back. I was telling you about that earlier.
Yeah.
I loved it because we had like the Death and Return of Superman. We had the Mortal Kombat. We had Spot.
Wishbone and...
Oh, yes, Wishbone.
Wishbone, yes.
What's the story?
Wishbone.
I heard they're making a movie. Of Wishbone.
Using the same dog.
No. They went off on video games, and I didn't grow up with video games again. You know, it just wasn't something we had, and we didn't do it. So.
Absolutely. We're going to do some listener shout-outs now. That's something we haven't done since like episode 1 and 2. So listener shout-outs, this is the time where you guys kind of chip in. You guys email me at bemyguestden@gmail.com. submitted your guys' stories back from like the decades. So Chris Bonine from the Pittsburgh area says he grew up listening to grunge music, and still to this day he listens to it. Never was big on grunge. I really don't know.
I didn't listen to a lot of grunge. I listened to a lot of punk and emo, and then I got more into the hard rock stuff.
Emos don't exist anymore, apparently.
Yeah, now they're, what is it called? E-girls?
Oh,
yeah.
I don't even know.
Twilight
Girls sounds right. I don't know.
Twilight fans?
That's no, all Twilight. Well, there's a little Twilight book, but like,
right?
No,
I don't remember that either. Katie from Dallas, Texas says in the 90s, we talked about this earlier, she grew up watching TGIF lineups like Boy Meets World, Family Matters, Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I forgot about Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I loved that one.
Yeah, so it's Mark Curry. Step by Step, Perfect Strangers, and
Dinosaurs.
Which they are bringing back. They are bringing back.
Not the Mama.
Yes. I loved that one too. But they, what, only two or three seasons? It wasn't a long show.
It was
show.
Three seasons, and they canceled it after that.
Right. But it left such a mark on her childhood.
Exactly,
for three
seasons. Like Not the Mama and Friend, and like he, I forgot where he actually worked at. Earl.
Yeah, he was a construction.
Constructor, yes.
Yeah, they would deforest places, like break down trees, and his job was literally to run into trees and knock them down. And that's all he did.
That's right.
And his boss, who was a T-Rex, always threatened, or not a T-Rex, Triceratops, and yes. He was a T-Rex, and his boss always threatened that he was going to eat him.
Yes, I remember that.
Like, they got that kind of mixed up, but yeah. It was so good.
And for that time, too, it was all like, and it wasn't CGI. I don't think it really was CGI.
No, it was
so much.
CGI. It was all, they were in puppeteer.
Yeah.
It was like puppeteers, and they were in costumes and stuff.
And like I heard they're actually bringing that show back. Like, they're revamping it, too.
I would totally watch that.
Interesting.
Kevin from Nashville says he used to be a huge NES gamer, so his mom would buy the Nintendo serial system, which I don't remember that one, but I kind of looked into that. Have you heard of that?
Yes. It's been a while, but I have heard of that one.
So basically what it is the cereal contained two different flavors. It was based on the two popular video game characters at that time, which was Mario and Zelda.
Yeah.
And so I think Mario Brothers had like, it wasn't the berry flavor. I think it was something else. I may have that mixed up. But it was two different flavors representing the two different characters. And they all had like the different shapes and stuff. Like Mario Brothers had like the flower power and everything else, and the mushroom. Zelda had the sword and the shield. And they're writing down more stuff. What are you guys writing down?
They wrote down the S, the old six lines where you connect them to make the S.
Yes. Let me see that.
I used to do that with like nine lines, though, and make them all. We always had a competition to see who could do many nine lines.
I was never good at that one either, too. I was never coordinated. I remember like the, what was it? You had like the thing of yarn, and you actually would.
Cat cradle.
Yes, cat cradle. That one I remember too. So, is there anything you want to promote, Scott? Because I know you have that gaming channel.
Just the gaming channel right now. I'm getting that up, and if you want to know a little bit more about it, come check it out. I will be playing horror games and eating hot, spicy ramen. And the only time I can drink is when you guys promote Hydrate or Redeem the Hydrate. So, it'll be fun. So come check it out, and I'm definitely going to be supporting you too on your channel. So it'll be fun.
I think with mine, because I'm collecting so many games, I'm going old school. I think it's kind of like, I love like the old school games, like all the decades and reminiscing and all that. I think that would be a really good channel to just kind of throw back some old games like Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, even maybe kind of investing in like maybe some Super Nintendo eventually. So kind of seeing how that can work as well. My wife over here too, if you guys like sewing, she's like, yeah, right. But also, no, she's on Instagram as well. So if you guys like anything crafty related, she's at Horton Sews a Hem.
Yeah, just starting that Instagram channel the Instagram account. I cannot talk today.
Anything for you, Steph?
You will hopefully have something soon we're working on. We've got some stuff in the works.
I'm working with my mom on a podcast where
I love the name. That you need to tell
Okay
her.
Boomer.
Okay Boomer, yes.
Which it will be perspectives from a millennial and a boomer. We'll go over kind of different topics, and we'll talk about the differences in opinions and perceptions and things like that. And hopefully I'll have an ASMR channel soon. So you can find me on YouTube, and you can find me on Instagram at October Nights ASMR. But
and then I'll leave that link too on my Facebook page as well. So, and then once that podcast comes up, then I'll connect with you on that one and send all the people from the podcast, my subscribers, over to your channel as well. Anyway, be sure to head over to my new Facebook page, which is Rocky Mountain Guy. The mountain is actually not spelled Mountain, it's MTN, so Rocky MTN guy, to be updated on any new content and other projects I'm working on through Twitch. Future videos I will be actually starting soon. I do have a YouTube channel under the same name as well. See behind the scenes photos from this podcast and everything else, head over to my Instagram at BeMyGuestDen1. So that really sums it up though. Thank you guys so much for being here. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I mean, kind of like reminiscing on that one.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be back next time when I've got time. I enjoy stopping by.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, I mean, we haven't seen each other for quite some time, and so with everything going on. So I'm Brandon Horton along with Scott, Stephanie, and Carrie here. Cherish people in your life, invite new ones in, spread positivity, and be kind to one another. We'll save you a seat back at our table soon for another episode.
This has been Be My Guest with Brandon Horton. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching for Be My Guest with Brandon Horton. You can also email your stories at BeMyGuestDen@gmail.com. Until next time.